here we are on the verge of 2011. Time flies, doesn't it? These days are also a very dramatic display of a really good storytelling. Fortunately, unfortunately. Yes, this is a great movie we're in, and it feels like we're about to climax. And if these are in fact the last days, well, we came in with a bang, so let's go out with a bang. It is a time of biblical proportions, as evidenced by the extreme weather and the miracles that took place in the U.S. Congress last week. In the lame duck session of the 111th Congress, we saw the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the passage of the 9/11 Responders Health Care Bill, the signing of the SALT Treaty, and the Community Radio Act mandating the FCC to issue thousands of licenses for low-power FM. Jesus Christ, what a Christmas! Even the economic indicators were good when it came to folks spending money. Right now, I'm looking back on 2010. I suppose you are too. Sometimes we glance over our shoulders, but at times like these, we gaze into the past, take inventory, and know that we are an accumulation of all that has happened. I am trying to fathom the depths of just the last 360 days. I am flabbergasted at the events in my personal life, never mind the rest of the world. The deaths of my dearest dog and of my mother, turning 50 years old, the return of my daughter from her world tour, and the birth of our grandson, Sterling. Wow. Through a global lens, we witnessed the earthquake in Haiti, floods in Pakistan, escalating violence in Afghanistan, the Thai Revolution, the Icelandic volcano that closed airports all over Northern Europe for 2 weeks, the BP oil spill that still sends chills up my spine, the Chilean miners' rise to fame and great fortune, the ugliness of U.S. midterm elections, riots in Europe over austerity measures, all stunning, extremely emotional events. The insane political behavior almost drove me completely crazy this year. I was most recently outraged when Obama made a deal with the devil and let the Bush tax cuts extend for 2 more years. But then we got the SALT Treaty, etc. And billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg and Bloomberg and 14 others pledged to donate the majority of their fortunes to charity. Wow. Great plot twist. When I sit in the audience of life, I'm much more surprised, deeply moved, and entertained. Like when I'm listening to Haley Barbour wax nostalgic about segregation, I can't help think of Borat. Or watching Bernie Sanders filibuster on the Senate floor against the extension of the Bush tax cuts, I remember Jimmy Stewart in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Last week, we left the country, and I had the great fortune to find myself immersed in the jungles of Costa Rica. And in my movie, I was swinging like Tarzan from vines through the jungle, eating fresh-picked coconut, pineapple, drinking coffee flavored with locally grown vanilla. We enjoy the company of the Costa Rican people who are warm, happy, and generous. And it became more apparent with each capuchin monkey that visited our dwelling, or sloth hanging upside down above our heads, or toucan flying effortlessly through the palm trees, that their connection with the natural world is the reason for their joy. They share the earth with its marvelous creatures, and they are rewarded with happiness. And though they are not literally rich, they are stable, they are secure in themselves. And their motto is Pura Vida, which means pure life. And though we as Americans see ourselves as successful, many are infected with wild ambition, doubt, greed, apathy, consumption, and enormous waste, which may not imply a happy ending to our story. But who knows? We do know this is a terrible, wonderful, awful, beautiful time. So much in destiny's hands right now. We may not be able to significantly change anything to stem the outcome, but the story can still be inspiring, sacred, and positive with every step we take. It is the best of times. It is the worst of times. It is extreme, and the sheer magnitude is breathtaking. I am on the edge of my seat, and I can't wait to see what happens next. Wishing everyone a healthy and prosperous new year. This is Sherry Glazer Love for KZYX.